Would you classify yourself as someone who welcomes change, or do you find change difficult? What are some possible reasons for how you feel about change? In Isaiah 43, 16 through 21, begins with a formula familiar to any reader of the prophets. This is what the Lord said. These words are the traditional introduction to prophetic message and occur in this chapter three times. Some of God's people had been taken back into captivity to Babylon. Others weren't, but families were divided and people were very sad at this time. Because of the captivity, they were financially poor, they felt weak against Babylon, and they were emotionally tired. So, God speaks to them. He wants them to know that He is more powerful than anything that is happening to them. God is speaking directly to the people through the prophet. One question to think of: does God still speak to us through other people? I think so. But God also speaks directly to us now through the scripture and through prayer. Do you think it gave comfort to the people for God to say He was mightier than anything that was happening to them? A lot of times we want God to answer now, especially when we are miserable. But God was telling them to remember who He was. God was saying that He is greater than nature or armies. In verses 16 and 17, God's description sounds a great deal like what He did with Moses and the children of Israel heading to the Promised Land. It seems to me that God is describing what happened to the Israelites at the Red Sea when God pushed aside the waters for the Israelites to pass, but then closed the waters over the Egyptians. God protects His own. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea. At the time Isaiah prophesied, Babylon was an up-and-coming world power. Before they would be judged, they would be a world-dominating superpower. How could Israel be confident that God was up to the job of delivering them and judging Babylon? All they had to do was look at God's great works in the past, such as when He made a way in the sea, when He parted the Red Sea so Israel could cross and escape the Egyptian armies. Isaiah powerfully brings up these images, and he writes of the chariot and the horse, and the army and the power of these enemies of God's people, and how they shall lie down together. They are extinguished. Just as God overwhelmed the Egyptian armies that had enslaved Israel, so would He judge the Babylonians also. It is interesting that even though the prophet is retelling the stories of the Israelites, he stops and says, "Hey, forget about the past and look ahead instead." Why does he do this? He doesn't want the people to look in the good old days. He instead wants them to look ahead, that God is still capable of to do great things for them. If you look too long at the past, you will miss what is happening right now. One person says, "It's okay to look at the past, just don't stare." During this time in our world, with the war in the Ukraine and rising prices, it is good to look back and see that the Lord has brought us through other times like this, and we can count on Him to do it again. What Isaiah believes is that the purpose of remembering the past is to point to the future. Generally speaking, people have a hard time with change. This is because we avoid two things that accompany change: feeling out of control and feeling a loss and grief. We can manage these feelings and make change more tolerable, but we cannot eliminate them entirely. And furthermore, we cannot stop change. But change is unavoidable, really, for only one reason, and that is God is the only thing that doesn't change. Since God is the creator of all that is, everything else is creation, and therefore subject to change. God wants us to depend on Him. That's why God is constantly changing things. That's why God is always doing new things. Lent is a time set aside in the church year to prepare for God's new thing. God is about to let the Messiah die. Of all Jesus' disciples, only Mary was the only one who understood and embraced the new thing. That's why she anointed Jesus for burial and was misunderstood and criticized for it. But God was about to do another new thing 3 days later, when God raised Christ from the dead. We remember these events each Sunday during Lent, and especially during Easter. But we remember them not to live in the past, but to realize that God hasn't changed. God is the same Savior, Redeemer, Partner, Friend, Reformer in our lives today as God was in Christ. Only we aren't to look for God in the same ways. God is always doing a new thing. We can let go of control. We can let go of the past. And we can embrace what God has in store. Amen.